Hi, and welcome to this podcast with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. So just a nice gentle class today to help you stay moving, finding a balance of strength and flexibility. So let's start by coming down onto the back. And as you settle onto your back, bend your knees, have your feet about mat's distance apart, drop the inner knees together to touch, so you can allow your lower back to completely broaden, your belly to soften. Let's take our right hand and rest it onto the soft part of the belly, and take the left hand and place it onto the heart space. And as you allow your shoulders to roll back and down, find some space in the back of the neck and the throat by balancing out the tip of the chin and the forehead. Part the back teeth a little bit. Start to close your eyes or have a nice soft gaze and begin to become familiar with the thread of your breath moving beneath your palms, feeling a gentle rise and fall of the belly, ribs and chest, breathing in and expanding, breathing out and softening and releasing. As you continue to feel the breath flowing in this way, start to count the length of your next inhalation and make your exhalation equally as long. Samavritti pranayama. Sama meaning even or equal, and vritti a wave or thought. So even waves of your breath. Samavritti pranayama. Breathing in and out for exactly the same count. No need to try and take big breaths or particularly deep breaths. Find a natural, easy rhythm and feel that gentle expansion and contraction in the front, sides and back of the body as you breathe in and softly breathe out. If you lose count, then just start again. It's inevitable that your mind will wander, so no big deal at all. Just come back to the next inhale, counting its length, and making your exhalation equally as long. Just the last couple of cycles of breath here, breathing in and out. Even inhales and exhales. Stopping the count of your breath now, let your breath settle. And as we begin to move in a few moments, let's try to keep a nice, even, rhythmic pace to the breath. So there's no big effort or force, and using your breath as a barometer so that you notice any time the breath does feel a little bit laboured or sticky or stuck or a little bit erratic or jumpy. And then know that it's time for you to maybe ease back a little bit or pause or rest so that you can continue flowing with freedom in your breath. Gently bring yourself around to one side now and bring yourself all the way over into an all fours position. The knees underneath the hips, the toes tucked under, the heels of the hands just ever so slightly forwards of your shoulders, middle fingers lined up with the outer edges of your upper shoulder and arm, finger pads, knuckles pressing down into the floor. Draw the shoulder blades down the back, plugging the shoulders in, and lift the belly slightly towards the spine. Inhale, taking the heart forwards and the groins back. And as you exhale, rounding the spine just like a cat, emptying the neck. Breathing in, heart forwards, groins back. Breathing out and rounding. Flowing With the wave of your breath, letting the breath guide the way and sinking your movement into your own rhythm. Just one more cycle in that way, breathing in, heart expanding, feel the shoulder blades melt down the back. Breathing out, feel the shoulder blades spreading, the whole length of the spine opening. As you next inhale, taking the heart forwards, the groins back, but extending the right leg straight back behind you. Lifting the heel no higher than the sacrum so that we keep the sacrum nice and broad and balanced. Point the toes and the kneecap down. Inhale, lengthen between back heel and crown. And exhale, bring right knee and nose towards each other, rounding. Inhale, extending, reaching leg back and extending left arm forwards alongside the ear, spinning the thumb to the sky, lengthening on that diagonal line from left fingers to right heel. Then as you exhale, tap left elbow and right knee, rounding the spine. Inhale, re-extend left arm, right leg. And as you exhale, turn your left thumb down, sweep the hand back, bend the right knee, and take a hold of your right ankle. Left side of the chest coming forwards, right inner thigh hugging to the midline, kicking the heel away. Inhale, re-extend. And as you exhale, place your left hand down and step your right foot forwards between the hands. Squeeze the back knee and the front heel together for a little bit of stability. Hook the thumbs together. Inhale, rising up to the sky into Anjaneyasana, a low lunge. And then as you exhale, bend the elbows, bring the palms together in prayer, and send the fingertips down into the back of the heart, hugging the elbows in towards the side of the head, pointing the elbows up to the sky. Draw the ribs back. Inhale, lift the heart up, and as you exhale, a gentle curl up to the sky. Inhale, reaching hands to sky, and as you exhale, take the hands down and step the right foot back into downward facing dog. Have a little pedal here in your down dog, and notice how it feels on the right side in comparison to the left. Feel free to do a few yeses and nos through the head and neck, or maybe a few lower jaw circles to release any tension and holding in the upper back and the neck. Taking one more breath there, even weight now between hands and feet. And as you exhale, lower the knees all the way back down to the floor, and we'll repeat that little flow onto the other side. So as you inhale, heart forwards, groins back. And as you exhale, rounding the spine, breathing in and breathing out, getting round. Breathing in and feeling any spaces of the spine that feel a little bit sticky or stuck together. And as you exhale, just coaxing some space between those vertebrae if you can. Breathing in and breathing out, your own gentle flow and rhythm. And last time, just like that, breathing in, breathing out, getting round. Next time, as you inhale, let's extend left leg back, point left toes, left kneecap down. Get long, lift from the inner thigh, and feel the balance in the sacrum. Inhale, and exhale, and rounding in, nose and knee. Inhale, extending left leg back and reaching right arm forwards alongside the ear, spinning thumb to sky. Spread out the left toes and reach to the back wall and reach the front wall with your fingertips. And then as you exhale, gently tapping elbow and inner knee. Inhale, re-extend, spin the right thumb down to the ground, sweep the right arm back, bend your left knee and catch a hold of your ankle, your foot, your trouser leg. Try to keep the right side of your chest coming forwards, lifting the inseam of the left thigh, kicking the heel away gently. Inhale there, and as you exhale, release the hand, step the left foot forwards between the hands. Hugging back knee and front heel towards each other, hooking thumbs together. Inhale, rising into Anjaneyasana. And as you exhale, palms come together, reaching the fingertips down into the back of the heart. Hug the upper arm bones in, point the elbows up, draw the ribs back. Inhale, lift the heart, and as you exhale, gently curling back. Inhale, reaching hands to the sky, and as you exhale, plant the hands either side of the front foot, slide the left leg back, and come back into downward facing dog. In your downward facing dog, bend the knees just a few inches. And as the knees bend, tilt the sit bones up, drawing the lower back into the body. Drawing the armpits up away from the floor slightly, hugging the forearms in towards each other as you spin the upper arm bones away from the sides of the face. See if you can keep that lovely length in your spine now without rounding your back as you slowly start to reach your heels back and down to the front of your, to the back of your mat. Take another in-breath there. And then as you exhale, let's bring the knees all the way back down onto the floor. As you inhale, take the heart forwards, the groins back. And as you exhale, rounding the spine and then rocking your hips back to your heels, keeping that shape in the back. Try not to let your forearms flop down onto the floor. Instead, feel like you're lifting the arm bones up away from the floor. Hug the inner elbows in. Little micro bend in the elbows as you come forwards. Feel like you're nudging a beach ball along the ground. The spine is slightly dipping as you come up through that cow position. And as you exhale, rounding the spine and rocking hips back to heels again in the cat position. Hugging inner elbows in, a little micro bend, nudging an imaginary ball with the head as you draw through, drawing the heart forwards. And as you exhale, rounding the spine and rolling back. So gently increasing the flexibility in the shoulders, the strength in the shoulder girdle. Keeping the collarbones nice and broad and a fluidity with the back body and the front body equally lengthening as you flow with your breath. Right at the end of your next exhale, coming all the way forwards, and let's widen the knees out, bring the big toes together to touch, rock the hips back to the heels into an extended child's pose. Reaching the hands all the way forwards, pressing finger pads forwards and down, and using that leverage to rock the weight back into your hips. So the hips are heavy, rocking back towards the heels. Heart and crown extending forwards. Take a full breath in. Expand into anywhere in your back body that's feeling a little bit of resistance right now. And nice long sigh out of the mouth, let it go. Great. Let's slide the hands all the way back in and come back into downward facing dog. As you next inhale, let's take right leg to the sky and open right leg into lamppost dog, dropping right heel towards left sitting bone. Keep left outer hip tacking to the back wall so the hips don't roll forwards. And then sweep your right knee towards your left elbow and then open it back out again to right elbow and up around to the sky. So making nice big sweeping hip circles with your right hip. Good. And next time the leg extends back, re-extend the leg and let's step it forwards to the top of the mat. As the right foot forward steps between the hands, you could always lower the left knee down to the floor, of course, and use some padding under that knee if you need it. But let's try to keep the leg lifted. And as the left thigh bone lifts up away from the floor, drop the right sitting bone down a little bit, bringing the right shin bone slightly forwards. But keeping the knee over the ankle, not beyond it if possible. Bringing your left wrist underneath your left shoulder, plug your left shoulder in and back, and then reach the right hand to the sky, opening into a gentle twist to the right. Take an in-breath there, And as you exhale, release the hand down and step back into downward facing dog. Let's take left leg to the sky and open it out into lamppost dog. Flex the ankle, open the sole of the foot, spreading the toes wide, tucking the outer right hip back. Notice if your shoulders have collapsed more on one side than the other. See if you can keep the shoulders even, the arm bones strong, hugging inwards with the forearms. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, sweep your left knee towards your right elbow and then open it back out, around and up. A couple of other nice big hip circles. Keep the breath nice and fluid and easy. Next time your leg extends back, straighten the leg, square the hips, and step your foot through between the hands. Back knee can lower if you like, otherwise right hand underneath right shoulder. I like to be on tented fingertips here. Suck the right shoulder into the socket, drop the left hip down as you lift the right thigh bone up, and then twisting open to the left, left hand reaching to the sky, one long line between the wrists. Open space across the heart. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, release the hand all the way down and step your feet together to the top of the mat. Lengthen with bent knees, particularly if you have tight hamstrings or lower back. Keep the lower back drawing in as you extend the heart forwards, dragging the fingers towards the heels to give you that extra bit of leverage to help you find some more space in front and back body. Then as you exhale, fold and bow, emptying the head and the neck. Rooting down through the feet, nice strong legs, heart going forwards. As you inhale, circle the arms around and up. And as you exhale, bring the hands down in front of the heart space. From the top of your mat now in Tadasana, let's step the left leg straight back behind us. And turn all 10 toes to the long edge of your mat. So in a wide, nice wide stance down the length of your mat. Hands to the hips, spin the heels in, turn the toes out. Bend the knees and check the tracking that your knees are heading in the same direction of your toes. And if they're not quite there yet, just alter the position of your feet rather than your knees. And then let's slide the hands down towards the knees and sit down into horse stance or goddess pose. So the knees are going wide, letting the femurs rest into the sockets. The hands on the knees. Let's dip the right knee, the right shoulder down towards the left knee, keeping the arm as straight as you can and using the leverage to take the right thigh bone back a little bit. Coming back to center and dipping left shoulder into the midline so you're bringing the shoulder towards the left knee, the right knee, sorry. Then coming up into center. Right shoulder dips in and up. Left shoulder dips in and up. And one more each side. Right shoulder and then left. Coming back to the center. Inhale, circle the arms around and up. And exhale the hands down into the heart space. Let's turn the right toes directly forwards to the front of the mat and spin the left heel back behind you a little. Open the arms, and our arms are like a measuring stick now, checking in that your ankles are roughly underneath your wrists. Take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, bend your right knee, making sure your knee is supported by your ankle, not going beyond it, and that the knee is tracking towards your second, third toe. Make the back leg stronger and longer, feeling like you're lifting the back arch up away from the floor. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's bring right forearm to right thigh and sweep left arm alongside left ear. Take the left thigh bone back a little bit, bring the pelvis forwards, and roll right ribs forwards, left ribs back. Gazing at the horizon, one long line all down the left side of the body. Take an in-breath there, and coming all the way up, nothing changes in the legs, but reverse warrior, sliding the left hand down towards your left ankle, opening the right side waist as you lean back
towards your left heel. Take an in breath, and as you exhale, right forearm back to right thigh. And then let the left arm carry on traveling past your face, down towards the floor, pivot on the feet, and turn all the way to the back of your mat. The left toes out to 90, the right heel spins back, left forearm to left thigh, and right arm alongside right ear, Parsvakonasana, side angle over your left leg. So the right thigh bone goes back as the pelvis goes slightly forwards. Revolve the right ribs back and let your left ribs come forwards. Inhale and rising up, reverse warrior, leaning to the what's now the back of your mat, sliding right hand down right leg, pressing leg and hand into each other. Keep that beautiful lunge on the front knee. And then as you exhale, bringing left forearm back to left thigh, side angle, one long line down the right side of the body. Continue traveling that arm down in front of the face, pivot on the feet, coming all the way back to the right side. Side angle, right forearm, right thigh. Inhale, reverse warrior, leaning to the back of your mat, left hand reaching to left ankle. Exhale, right forearm, right thigh, Parsvakonasana. Continue traveling the left arm down, pivot on the feet all the way to the back of the mat. Parsvakonasana over the left leg. Inhale and coming up, reverse warrior, leaning to the back of your mat now, right hand towards right ankle. Bring left sitting bone towards left heel. And as you exhale, left forearm, left thigh, right arm comes over. Continue traveling all the way down. Pivot on the feet back to the front of the mat. Inhaling, reverse warrior. Exhaling, right forearm, right thigh, Parsvakonasana. Taking the hand down, continually traveling to the back of your mat. And coming up, reverse warrior. And bringing left forearm, left thigh. Traveling all the way down, coming back into the center. So bringing the hands underneath the shoulders now on the floor. Your legs are still nice and wide. Let's spin the toes in a little bit, just a tiny bit. And bend your knees a tiny bit too, just about an inch. Take the inner thighs and the groins back. Draw the belly up to the spine. Walk the hands forwards. Rock a little bit of weight back onto your heels and keep extending the heart forwards. So rocking back so much that if you were to lift one of your fingertips, you might well tip back onto your bottom. But try to keep countering the backward rocking action to the heels by reaching your heart and your fingers even further forwards, drawing the lower back into the body. Take another in-breath there. And exhale fully. Then walking the hands in, shift the weight back into the balls of the feet. Turn the toes directly forwards. And then coming all the way back around to the front of your mat. Let's lower the left knee down to the floor. So the right foot is forwards. The left knee down onto the floor. Bring the right hand onto the inside of your right foot. And you can toe heel the right foot slightly out to the right. Turn the toes and the knee out to about 2 o'clock-ish on an imaginary clock face beneath your foot. You can lean out onto your left palm, flat down, and shoulder plugged in to the socket. Let's take right hand to right knee and lean back, getting as much space between your belly and your inner right thigh as you can. And then next stage, taking right hand to the sky, one long line between the wrists again. If you like, you can reach back with your right hand, take a hold of your left foot. Keep both shoulders curling onto the back, hugging the tips of the shoulder blades together, drawing the lower belly back as you kick the right heel, the left heel away. Breathing in and breathing out. Take another in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's bring the right hand all the way down to the floor to the inside of right foot again. Lift the left knee, pivot on your feet and go all the way to the back of your mat, bringing right knee down onto the floor. Walk your left foot out to the left a little bit. And so it's kind of 10 o'clock-ish on your imaginary clock face. Knee and toes tracking same direction. Take your right hand and palm flat down. Plug the shoulder in, lean back, getting lots of space between your belly. Breathe the belly back. So there's a nice open space between the belly and the inner left thigh. Reaching left hand to the sky, one long line between the wrists. Or you can reach all the way back, palm facing up, bend your right knee and take a hold of your right foot with your left hand. Keep drawing the belly back, bringing the shoulders onto the back. Take the sides of the throat back, soften the eyes and breathe fully. Breathing in and breathing out. Smooth inhalation, smooth exhalation. Take one more breath there, breathe in, breathe it out, and then gently release. Pivot all the way back around again to the front of your mat, and then let's step back into downward facing dog. As you bring your shin, you spread your toes out along the floor. Feel like you're lifting all 10 toes up away from the floor. Like you're bringing your shin bones forwards and taking your inner thigh bones back and wide. If you need a little micro bend in the knees to tilt the sit bones up high to draw the lower back in, then take that little micro bend. Find the space in the lower back. Breathe the belly back a little bit. Extend through the crown of the head and the sit bones away from each other. Lots of space, nice strong arms, nice rooted feet. Take an in-breath, coming forwards to the top of a push-up. And then as you exhale, lower all the way down onto your belly. And as you come down onto your belly, roll all the way over onto your back. Bringing the arms alongside the body, like robot arms, so the back tops of the upper arm bones are pressing down, bending the elbows and pointing the fingertips up towards the sky. The elbows nice and close into the side of the body. Bend the knees, heels lined up in front of the sitting bones, about hips distance apart with the inner ankles, inner knees. Then pressing into the upper arm bones, feel like you're lifting from the outer hips as you lift the hips up towards the sky, creating a little ski slope from your knees to your shoulders. Keep pressing into the upper arm bones, bringing the shoulder blades together underneath you. And avoid trying to push with your tailbone and pubic bone. See if you can let the inner thighs roll slightly in and down as you lift from the outer hips. Keeping a sense of balance in the pelvis and the sacrum. Take another in-breath there. Then as you exhale, slowly roll the upper back down, the middle back, the lower back, and eventually the pelvis comes all the way down onto the floor. We're going to take one more round of bridge pose in that way. If you would like to keep the hands on the floor and interlace the hands underneath your hips after the hips have lifted into a more classical bridge form, then feel free to do that variation. Or stick with your robot arms and gently lifting up, outer hips lifting. In either scenario with the arms, keep pressing the upper arm bones down, drawing the shoulders underneath you slightly. Feeling the broadness of the collarbones. If you're interlacing hands underneath you, it doesn't matter about straightening the arms and locking the arm bones out at all. Try to avoid that if you can. Take a little micro bend in the elbows, hug the inner elbows in, pull the fingers apart, and just feel that opening across your collarbones even more. Outer hips lifting, inner thighs rolling in and down. Drag the heels energetically towards the shoulders and reach your knees towards the front of your mat. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, if you're interlacing hands underneath, palms flat down, a little brace with the arms as you lower the upper vertebrae, middle vertebrae, lower back, and eventually the pelvis comes down onto the floor. Let's take the arms out now
into cactus arms. So the elbows about shoulder height, the forearms and the backs of the hands coming down onto the floor with the fingers pointing to the wall behind you. If that's too much in your shoulders and your upper arm, but your forearms and your backs of the hands won't really touch down to the floor yet, that's okay, just take the arms a little bit straighter, more like aeroplane wings. Let's bring the knees over the hips. Keep the knees bent and the soles of the feet off the floor. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's take a gentle twist to the left. Keep the right shoulder blade moving down the back. And if your knees won't come all the way down to the floor yet, you could always use a block and prop the outer left thigh. Or by all means, just let your tiptoes come down to the floor. But breathing into the right side body, full inhalation, full exhalation. Using your breath to create space into the whole circumference of your ribs. So feeling the expanse of the inhale, not only in the front and side of the body, but in the back body too. Squeezing thighs together, inhale and bring yourself up. And let's exhale and twist over to the right. Keeping the left shoulder anchored. You can sway the head gently from side to side if that feels good. Or just turn to look over your left shoulder. Tiptoes touching down, even if knees don't quite meet the floor yet. And just breathing fully into the left side body. Smooth inhalations, smooth long exhalations. As you next inhale, squeeze thighs together, bring yourself back to the center. Part the knees nice and wide and draw the knees down towards the armpits, resisting with the tailbone. So resist curling your bottom up away from the floor and try to feel like your inner thighs are going to graze your outer ribs as the knees come closer to the armpits. Staying in this version of happy baby pose, or the shins go vertical and take hold of the baby toe sides of the feet with your hands. And again, encouraging knees down towards armpits, but resisting with your tailbone. Might feel nice to sway a little bit side to side. Or maybe pump the knees up and down a little bit like pistons. And then finding steadiness. Taking a full breath in all the way down into the pelvis. And breathe it out completely. Release the soles of the feet down to the floor. Bring the knees together to touch. Bring your right hand to the soft part of your belly, your left hand onto the heart space. Finding balance in between chin and forehead again. Letting the spine rest. Letting the collarbones broaden, the shoulders relax. Potting the space in the back teeth, between the back teeth a little bit. Softening the tongue. Coming back to your breath. Samvritti pranayama, even inhales and exhales. And staying here with your breath for as long as you have time for today. If it feels more comfortable for you to extend your legs out and drop into Shavasana that way, then do. But I'll leave you here, Samvritti Pranayama, even inhales and exhales. Dive in. Namaste.